Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to Making Moves. I am here with my boss bitch manager, Miss Abigail Andahl.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for coming.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited. I was really honored for you to ask me to come.
Are you just saying that?
No, seriously.
No, I'm honored that you're here because I know this is going to be such a helpful episode for people.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to help.
I'm really excited. I wish that I would have had an episode like this to listen to when I didn't have a manager and I was like trying to get one.
Oh my God. The pressure is on, TK.
I know. So it's going to be a good one. Okay. Tune in, like, rate, review, subscribe. So you just like, you know, don't miss anything.
Yeah. And don't forget to rate TK's podcast Apple.
Yeah. Review
Spotify,
it.
Yeah.
Do
everything.
All the things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Abigail, give me your elevator pitch. You're the founder of Matter Media Group.
Yep. Yeah. I am the CEO and founder of Matter Media Group.
Yeah, she is.
And if you don't know what Matter Media Group is, it's a talent management company based in Los Angeles where we represent digital native talent and entrepreneurs across the U.S., Canada, and now in Japan.
Yeah. That's so awesome. And then, but you do have a few employees that live in New York.
Yeah.
So would you say you're New York
and LA? We're bi-coastal.
Okay.
We're getting there. We're totally getting there.
Yeah.
But yes, we're growing and really fast, which is really exciting.
Okay. And then give me the for real, I cut you off, the for real elevator pitch about, you know, where you were born, where you grew up. I know you're an LA girly.
I am.
And how you got to Matter Media.
Yeah. So I am born and raised in LA, the Valley. I'm very proud to be from the Valley. I don't know why people hate on it, but I'm from the Valley.
I love it. I feel like Entourage maybe like made the Valley sound bad.
Oh, everything made the Valley sound bad. Clueless made the Valley sound
right.
bad. Yeah.
But the Valley's awesome.
Valley's cool.
Yeah.
I love the Valley. But I am from there, born and raised. I went to school across LA. I was in Mount St. Mary's in downtown LA. Mm-hmm. Then I transferred to Cal State Northridge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my entire time in college, I didn't want to be in school, but I went to school because I thought that was the way to go.
Yeah.
And then did a bunch of internships throughout my years and wanted to really dive into the entertainment space. Mm-hmm. I thought I wanted to be an event planner mm-hmm. or a publicist or something. But then that quickly changed once the internet started to pop off. I mean, I was a huge fan of blogs, MySpace, Friendster, everything.
Whoa.
Yeah. Everything. So it was a lot. And then I went into the brand space. So I was actually the first social media person at NYX Cosmetics.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Huge brand.
It was a big deal for us too because it wasn't public yet. Like it wasn't bought by L'Oreal at the time. So it was a really small team. And that was when YouTube was around, but the term YouTuber or influencer was just not existent. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun to just build out the platforms and then also like be talent too, because I was actually doing YouTube videos for the brand.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Don't
look
watch
it up.
Yeah. So I don't do any of it.
No one watched.
Yeah, please. I didn't do tutorials or anything. I was just like interviewing talent, like
no
influencers.
Way.
Yeah. And started.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I knew you worked for NYX, but I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, that was a part of the program that I brought onto the brand. And then we created this event with a very small team at the time. It was called the NYX Face Awards. So I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it was a international contest where we invited a ton of beauty influencers or beauty creators to enter this contest, and all of the influencers came across the entire world. So,
whoa.
Yeah. So then we had to select, I think it was 10 of the top contestants, and then we brought them out to Los Angeles. And we did the full like live event show at, I don't know if you're familiar either with IMATS.
Yes.
Okay.
That was before my time, but yes, everyone refers to it, all the YouTuber girlies.
It's like the first event, like, of course, pre-VidCon.
Pre-BeautyCon.
Pre-BeautyCon,
yeah.
All of the cons in general. But it was the first time that we brought the show out there, and that was when I said, like, the influencer world, or this, whatever this is called, this is where I want to be.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
So at the time when you were at NYX,
Were you watching YouTubers?
Yeah, I was obsessed.
What were you watching?
I was watching Michelle Phan, It's Judy Time, so many people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then how did you get into, I guess, how did working for Nyx lead into eventually working for Matter Media Group? Because you worked at a different management company before, correct?
Yeah, I mean, even after Nyx, I thought that I wanted to tap into every category of brands. So I went from Nyx to Skechers. And I was doing... I was doing PR over there. And then I was trying to also build out, you know, like a social platform or program with them too. But it didn't work out very well. Then I left and started working with another beauty brand as well. But it was during the time, I mean, during those years that I was trying to figure it out, I met someone who was actually already a talent manager. And then before she even started becoming a talent or was a talent manager, she was working in the e-com space. Mm. And then we were just friends. We just stuck to each other. Mm. We were gravitated towards one another and we were friends for a very long time until the one day that she called me. And she was like, hey, I think I have a position for you. I think you'd be great at being a talent manager. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I don't know what what is that?
Yeah.
Like, tell me what that is. And she told me and I was like, oh, I get to work with creators? Yeah, I'm in. I'm like totally in.
Oh, my God.
But she had to wait a little bit before things were more formalized for her. Mm-hmm. So then I went, I got the call to do an interview. I met with the rest of the team that was part of the company. And then I got interviewed. The next day I got an offer. And then I was there.
Oh, period.
Yeah.
You went in and impressed them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
co-op queen.
It was luck though, seriously. Cause I mean, I think every opportunity that I've had, like I worked incredibly hard to get there, but this was just something where I said, this is either luck or just fate. You know what I mean?
Mm, hey. Meant to be.
Exactly. Yeah,
when
exactly.
The shoe fits.
Yeah.
Or I feel like so much of life is, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, but like right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Like people in your orbit helping you out. Like,
yeah.
Lately, my mom went to this crazy numbers lady.
Okay.
She basically like takes your numbers of when you were born / like a bunch of numbers in your life and like tells you things about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's real. I don't know if it's fake, right? And she basically said if you're in, something she told my mom that stuck with me is she was saying if you're in the right spot at the right time or like if you're on the right path, things will just come to you.
Uh-huh.
Instead of you forcing whatever.
Course.
And
mm-hmm.
and basically because my mom's and myself were such like planners, like how do we get there?
Yeah.
And she was like, if you would just have a little bit of fun, things would just fall in your lap.
That's true.
That's what she was saying.
It's very true.
And I think that's like so LA.
Yeah.
And ties back to your job. Like, I guess things happen when you're in the right place.
Oh, I can give you an example.
Yeah.
The position that I got from Nyx, and mind you, again, this is years ago. Mm-hmm. The way I even found it was through Craigslist.
Whoa.
Yeah. I applied to internships and jobs through Craigslist it was, you know, now it's a little shady if you're like applying for things over there.
Well, there wasn't a LinkedIn.
No, there was no LinkedIn. And also like forums for jobs, it was everywhere. So I applied for this job, got into an interview, didn't get the position, but I kept emailing the VP of marketing.
That's very me behavior.
I was like, yeah, exactly.
I
was
love
very,
that.
I pulled a TK and I was like, hi, thank you so much. It was so great meeting you. I understand that you found someone, but please keep me in mind. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, she hits me up again.
Always send a follow-up email.
Yes, always send a follow-up. But again, to your point, being at the right time, right, you know, just right instinct, because I didn't do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something with that company that I felt something and I knew that there was a time and place for me to be there.
Love that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. So then you started working with talent.
Yes. So I was a talent manager.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. I was a talent manager and the company was called Melrose and Park.
Okay.
And the founder is Megan Savitt.
Yes.
So she found that she's the smartest person. She started this company and found a bunch of amazing creators at the time.
Amazing creators,
like,
yeah.
Big talent. And I was like, wait, how we have all of these people. Like, what do I do? How do I work with them? And what do you mean I get to be their point person? And how do I sell brand? Like, how do I sell them? And the word selling was just a little bit off-putting to me. But then I understood the motive, and then I also understood talent more. And I think the way that I was able to comprehend the job was very similar to what I was doing before. I understood the brand story and started to understand a little bit more about the creators, because I loved creators and the social media world in general. So I put the two together.
Match made in heaven.
And I was like, oh, I can just put my spin on this and how I would be able to work with them and just put a touch of me into this whole process. Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's crazy how ahead of your time all of y'all were.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
She's an OG. Like that management company was the OG, like the original management company that represented the top fashion, beauty, lifestyle talent.
Can you
ever.
Name some of them?
Yes. Claudia Saluski was one of our clients. Megan Rinks, Aspen Ovard. Who else was there? Sarah Bell, Katie Bellotti.
All the big girlies that we all watched.
Yeah. Everyone.
To this day.
Seriously. They inspired a lot of the creators that exist now.
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Alicia Marie, obviously. Yeah,
obviously. The GOAT.
The GOAT.
So you eventually started your own company with management. But I want to know, like, what are you so grateful for that you learned working for someone else? And, like, what did you take that you learned when you started your own company?
Yeah. I mean, actually, before I started Matter Media Group, there was a time that I left. The owner of Melrose and Park and I left. We went to STX Films. And we were a part of this digital management company that was underneath the studio. And something that I learned from them was, you know, they had a structure. They had a structure of understanding where things were fitting, right? A puzzle, if you may. But it was something where I said, okay, well, this is a little too corporate for me, like having this formalized structure. I love it, but I want to take something like that but make it my own, if that makes sense.
Yeah, well, clearly you didn't love it that much.
Yeah.
You know?
I think because I wanted to cater that structure to my clients.
Yes.
So that really, really made me think about what I wanted to implement into Matter Media Group. Who are the people that I want to bring on, and how do I continue to bring on talented people to help our clients?
So tell me about the birth of Matter Media Group.
So going back to that time, our department actually dissolved from STX.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I went into a situation where I said, okay, I got to figure it out. I went into different interviews, went and met with a lot of the people that I learned from today or even just consider as mentors. And I thought to myself, I was like, I don't think I'm able to be a part of these companies or these entities just yet. I said, I think I want to just run this thing, whatever this is, on my own for just a little bit. So then I started Matter Media Group as a company, and I called it a different name. Totally different name.
What'd you call it?
Well, it's called 86 LLC.
Okay.
Or 86. And
why'd you call it that?
That's the year that I was born.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. So I sat there, kind of thought about it a little bit. I talked to a few people about the names, got a lot of suggestions. But there was actually a Sunday. I was driving to a shoot in downtown LA, and my grandma is actually buried in the at the Forest Lawn here in Burbank.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And I'm very close to my grandparents, right? So then I was driving and I just like said a little prayer and I said, Grandma, you have to help me. Help me figure out what this name is. Her name is Maternidad. So I took Matter from her. And then I made it into the company.
And then you branded the fork out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Your family has beautiful names.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. Even thank you. I don't know. I feel like your whole family, they all have a cool name.
We're all unique. We're Filipino. Yeah. So
it's amazing. I love it. Okay, so you got the name Matter. Yeah.
Matter. And then I was talking to another friend of mine who was like, what if you added like media something? I was like, what about a studio? What about something, you know, something?
Productions or something. Yeah.
And then she made it very clear. She was like, that doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. You're not a studio. You're not that. And she's like, you want to be more, right?
Yeah.
She's like, what about if you added group? And I go, I
love that.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I feel like group, I hear that with like law firms or like things like that.
Yeah.
And it sounds so cool with like media.
Yeah.
Matter Media Group. That's what the management company is called now that she's in charge of. that's her baby.
My baby.
But a huge thing that differentiates you guys compared to other management companies is that you really care and like humanize the creator.
Yeah.
And you always say like you matter.
Right.
So it just makes sense.
It makes total sense. It's very on brand.
Yes.
Very on brand.
Exactly. So who was your first client?
I took at Melrose and Park?
No, Matter Media Group.
Well, at Matter Media Group, I was able to actually take a lot of the clients that I was representing previously. Mm-hmm. So I started with Alicia, Mia, Adeline, Sarah Bell, Katie, Kaylee Melissa, Asia Dang.
So you started off strong.
Yeah, we started off pretty strong.
Wow. Okay, question.
Yeah.
How did you take clients gracefully without, I don't know, I could
causing any conflict or anything?
I could assume that would not make some people happy.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was an understanding. It was a mutual understanding with me and the previous company that I was with. I mean, if they were dissolving the talent management entity,
They said,
well, you could just take them wherever.
No way.
Yeah.
And then you had a strong enough relationship with your clients that you felt like
it was
easy for them to come to you?
But it was just something that I made as an option. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to make it seem forced.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, I never want to be, you know, I never want to put someone in that position. You know what I mean? Like, make them say yes in the situation. But because I had a really great relationship with all of them, made sense. You know, I was hoping that all of them would come, and they did. They trusted me and trust me enough to still be with me. So, I mean, I'm incredibly grateful.
Yeah, that's crazy. And how many clients would you say you have now at Matter?
We have 30. We have 30.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all are busy.
Your
calendar genuinely scares me.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you do it?
Well, it's not all me, though. I mean, I think the calendar that I have, or that you've probably seen from a public view, it's your calendar. It's Alicia's calendar.
It's everyone's
calendar that I have, because I want full visibility of where things are. Mm-hmm. And it's helpful for our entire team to know what's going on in our clients' lives.
So can you explain to me who is your team made up of?
Yeah.
And what was your thought process when hiring certain people? Like, what were you like, I need this first?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing that I needed was an assistant. Mm-hmm. So that was my first hire out the gate.
No, you need like 8 assistants.
Yeah.
I love Gracie, though.
Yeah, no, but Gracie's the best.
Gracie can handle it.
So that was the first assistant that I had. And then, the first hire was an assistant. Mm-hmm. And then I brought on an intern. Then after that, we brought on a talent manager. And then the creative department started to form. So then we brought in Nicole, who's our brand creative director. Then we brought on Jess, our talent manager. Then after that, who did we bring in? Then we brought on our director of business affairs. Mm-hmm. Then I forgot, our legal counsel has always been there as well. And the director of business affairs, who's my brother, also was...
Love LJ. I know he's watching this.
He's definitely watching.
I love LJ. He's like one of my favorite people ever.
He watches and listens to your stuff all the time.
I need to hang out with him more.
You do.
He's the best. He feels like a teddy bear, like my dad.
Yeah. He's everyone's number one fan, honestly.
I'm his number one fan.
I know. You hype everyone up.
No, I love him. Okay, so then he's the business.
Yeah, director of business affairs. So him and Learned and Sal, another town manager, they were a part of this whole process of me starting the company. Like sat at the dining room table mm-hmm. of our lawyer's kitchen, and I was like, what I'm going to do this. Yeah. You know, I needed some inspiration and just like push, right? Mm-hmm. So they really helped me with
that. And a soundboard.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
There's so much about someone that's like can just bounce ideas off with.
Exactly.
It's helpful.
You need that. Mm-hmm. You just need that feedback. Mm-hmm. But after him we brought on a talent coordinator, then more talent managers. We brought Alex on, mm-hmm. and then Gracie is a new hire. And then, of course, like Tommy, who's mm-hmm. our other talent manager as well. So mm-hmm. it just started to grow even more so within the last, like, what, 4 months? Six months. Yeah.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh. Mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in fourth place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
Can you tell me a little bit about the creative department and why you decided that was crucial for you guys to have? Because yeah. No one has that.
Yeah, it was a situation where I think it was even Alicia who was probably just like, yeah, but asking me, like, do you know anyone that could do X, Y, and Z, could edit a banner, could do this and that, or just had a lot of questions about the direction of content.
Her channel.
Yeah.
Or she means YouTube banner.
Right. YouTube banner.
Podcast cover art.
Editing of the YouTube video itself, mm-hmm. Things like that.
Thumbnails.
Yeah, exactly. So that was where my thought process was, but also like thinking about a client and their business, mm-hmm. right? Thinking of merchandise, apparel, you know, whatever else that you want to tap into.
Shoots.
We need to have someone that's going to be able to give you some creative direction. Mm-hmm. So Nicole is amazing and just has a bunch of experience. Yes. And, you know, she has a lot of experience, has a Rolodex of just different people to go to and just, you know, a great understanding of what your brand should look like. Mm-hmm. And then our graphic designer came on board, and then she was someone that everyone leaned on for creative help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just want to explain a little bit about who Nicole is, because she's like such a big asset to your company, and I feel like no one knows.
Yeah.
So Nicole is the creative director for Matter Media Group, and I work hand in hand with her all the time for myself, but also with Alicia, and that's where I really got to know Matter Media Group as a whole, was working for Alicia. I would work with them all the time. They're extremely hands-on, which I loved. And even working with Alicia, like, we bounce ideas off each other all the time, but it's so nice to be able to bounce ideas like off you guys.
Yeah.
And so anytime Alicia had came out with merch, new merch designs, needed to plan the merch shoot, needed someone to be in contact with the company who created the merch, website stuff. I'm trying to think what else Nicole does. Any type of shoot. Like literally anything creative.
Yeah.
She's involved in Vlogmas, intros. She's at every Vlogmas shoot.
Yeah.
Every Vlogmas merch shoot. Like my cover art shoot, she like helped plan and like helps book hair and makeup. Everything that you could possibly think of.
Yeah.
She is very heavily involved in, and it's so nice having someone to go to, because not every creator has someone like me to like help with creative stuff.
Right,
they
right.
just don't.
Yeah.
And so even myself, like, I am so grateful I have Julia who, you know, helps me edit, and she's also my friend, and like, you know, she's interning for me right now and whatever. But like, I also don't know what the fork I would do without her, but thank God I have Nicole.
Yeah.
And even though I have Julia, it's so nice to still have Nicole.
Right.
And all the people that are on the creative team there. So I think that's so genius. And it just goes to show how much you care about like creators and their branding, and like you get it. And I feel like your clients really appreciate that.
Well, it's also something like, if someone's going to ask me a question and I don't know, I want to know.
Oh, that's so true.
You know, like, I want to know what that is, and I want to learn. So Nicole and, you know, everyone else on the team teaches me something. Uh-huh. If I don't know something, I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They always say to hire like what you're bad at or you don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that's so true.
It's incredibly true. Mm-hmm. Everyone on the team just has a lot of different assets that we offer to as a service to everyone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I have a very selfish question to ask.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to ask this for a while.
Oh, and I'm on your podcast to ask. Okay.
Okay. So for about, was it 2 years I was working for Alicia before you signed me?
That sounds right. Yeah. Because the pandemic and
I think 2 years.
2 years.
So my question is, I was working heavily with Abigail and just everyone on Matter Media Group before I was even considering management, before I had a following, whatever. Then through Alicia, I kind of grew this following. During the panty, I really started uploading on YouTube. And I'd always like kind of been this little fiery wannabe creator, but like I'd never committed to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to know, did you ever... Basically, this is how I got signed, is Alicia gave Abigail permission one day without even telling me.
Yeah.
She just got lunch with Abigail and was like, hey, I don't know if you've ever considered this, but you're more than welcome to sign TK if you want. And then lo and behold, Abigail did. But my question is, did you ever consider signing me before Alicia gave you permission? And you can be honest.
Yeah, we did.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Your name came up a lot within our recruitment meetings. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, why?
Because of what you just said, you have that energy it's something that a lot of people forget that they have.
Okay.
You know, like a lot of creators have it, but sometimes they forget that they have what you have. And there was just something about you that just stood out to all of us.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was also like your love for sports. We also saw so much of that. We were like, we need someone mm-hmm. within that category. And we were like, how do we get that? Do we get an athlete? Do we get someone who's already been, you know, in the sports world? Mm-hmm. But there was something about you that we just thought like we could really shape this into something different. But and then we also love the fact that you were behind the scenes all the time with Alicia. And we thought that was really cool, too. So, yeah, we did think that.
Yeah, it was so cool. Recently, how Alicia and Ashley and I like did a deal together.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's convenient in some, like to some degree, even like you guys have Remy and Ash Nicole XO.
And Taryn.
And so it's like, I feel like it's nice because whenever we have deals, like we all get it. Or like, it's funny because sometimes we'll go through phases and it's like we're all working with Puma. Yeah. Like we're all working with Revolve or like whatever it is.
Right.
And it's, I don't know, it's nice because we'll bounce ideas off of each other. We'll be like, oh, this brand was more picky.
Yeah.
And
but there's like also on the like, side. It's like a good synergy too. Like you guys get to do something together.
Yes.
It makes it more authentic. And why is that not a sell for the brand?
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. If they want a really true story, then they should hire their friends.
Yeah. Y'all are so particular about who you have. And I'm like so grateful to be part of Matter Media Group. Like actually, I'm so honored. But my question is, why are you guys so picky when I know you can make coin off some people?
We need to be genuine fans of the talent that we represent.
Okay.
Yeah. So like doesn't even matter how many followers that person has. But if we're able to see them, watch their content daily and actually think of different ideas for these people, that is someone that we're drawn to. So if we see someone that has like 15 million followers on whatever platform, it's not so much of a, it's that that's not, that doesn't have to be the only qualification to bring them on, you know what I mean? We also have to talk to them, like we have this initial meeting in the beginning and just, you know, get to know the person. What are your goals? What do you want to, you know, what are the things that you want to do? And does it make sense for us? And how do we help? And can we see ourselves helping?
Is there a question or like little trick or anything you do when like, let's say I bring you a random talent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, this is John Doe.
Okay.
And they have 15 million followers. Like, is there anything you're like, you tell yourself or you try and visualize like you've never heard of them
okay.
or whatever, which I'm sure is fine sometimes. But do you ever think like, okay, where would I see them in 5 years? Or like, I don't know, what goes through your head?
Well,
like be specific.
If I don't know them and I've never seen their content.
Is that a red flag if you don't know them?
It's a red flag to me because I can't really picture what I would envision for them. So that's hard. If I, let's say you introduce me to John Doe and I'm a huge fan, then I think that makes it easier for me to see or to envision, you know, something for them or what their future would look like.
Yeah. Is there anything else about talent? Like I'm thinking small TK that has like 5,000 followers and I want a manager.
Yeah.
Like what advice would you give talent when they're looking out for a manager? Like what do you need to do besides have numbers?
I think one, and this is just something that you've heard so much, you need to be consistent. You need to be consistent. Post as much as you want or as you can, and don't question yourself about the things that you're putting out there. Honestly, like, please don't see, I don't know how to say this enough. Like, I know people are perfectionists. I know that there's a lot of people that are insecure about certain posts, but seriously, be yourself. That is the only thing that we ask you to be. And that's the only thing that really brand partners are looking for, because then your authenticity will truly show, the numbers start to show. So that makes it even better for you as someone who's growing. And then you'll be so motivated to actually start to post even more.
I think that's so true. And you're like literally speaking to my soul right now, because I get so weird with like, I right now I even have like two videos that I was sent from my editor, and like all I have to do is go through it and upload it, and I have gone through it a couple times and I just don't like it, and I'm like, I haven't uploaded it, and I'm like, why?
Yeah, you're questioning yourself,
right?
It's the self-doubt. But it's also because you're your biggest critic.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that's where people really should just listen to their gut, mm-hmm. but also to your audience. I mean, if you're seeing people say like, TK, where's your next video? Or what's this? Post something. Mm-hmm. This anything. It could be of you just talking straight to camera about nothing and people would probably be so entertained. Mm-hmm.
I want to try an unedited vlog.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so I have another selfish question.
Okay.
Because I feel like you do this with your talent all the time. Where would you, as a manager, mm-hmm. where do you see me and my brand in like the next 5 years?
Well, I mean, I think we're still trying to tap into the sports industry because yes. that's really what we want. Uh-huh. I think getting you in front of all the leagues out there.
Exactly. Yeah. NFL, the NBA.
NBA.
NCAA.
Let's put it in ranking. We have the NBA.
Yes.
NFL second. Yeah. And then we have Major League Baseball. Yeah. It's like third or fourth, uh-huh. right? But we have golf and tennis and mm-hmm. all of these other things that are out there. Mm-hmm. So seeing you out there even more, even just integrated within the leagues or just like even getting your brand partners to also understand your love for sports mm-hmm. and then seeing how we would be able to work that naturally.
I would agree. Yeah, I would love to do something, which I've talked to Abigail about this a ton, but something with like SoFi Stadium or Crypto Arena.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly.
I don't know, getting people to go and like doing a fun thing, even mm-hmm. with beer. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's really weird thinking of my hobby as a business sometimes, even though I feel like I naturally kind of do it now. But sometimes I'm like, damn, this is just my hobby. Like, it's weird making this a business too.
Yeah. Well, I think the other thing that you're forgetting that you do a lot is network.
Yeah.
So there's also something that is there that needs to be brought into a bigger light mm-hmm. of what, something that with you and just bringing all these people, because I don't think people understand. People don't understand your level of networking, where I will tell the people right now that I want to say what we have three people that I hired because of TK.
Yeah.
And that's the magic that you have. You just connect with people so well.
Thank you.
And that you're able to really bring that. You know, you understand people and you understand people's needs and wants. Mm-hmm. And so you put the two together, you can connect and you can actually, you know, bring more people to, you know, a better place.
Yeah, I think I'm so passionate about it because, like, you know how Alicia is with mental health because she's just like, she deals with it.
Right.
Like, I dealt. And still to this day, like for so long, all I wanted was one person to just introduce me to the right person.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like for 3 years in LA, I was like miserable. I was like, this place sucks. Everyone's the worst. Like blah, 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 blah. Like classic blaming the city.
Yeah.
And then when I met like Alicia, she literally changed my life and like introduced me to like one or two really good people. I mean, obviously she's introduced me to a gazillion.
Yeah.
But all it takes is like one person to like help you. And like, I just want to help people because it would be that for someone to introduce them to one person that can change their life.
But you do that genuinely. You do that incredibly genuine where I don't think you understand the magic behind that either.
I think even
when you meet brands, you get to know them because you really want to know them. It's not like you're trying to finesse your way into whatever situation. Mm-hmm. It's because you actually want to know who that person is, who's behind them, like how did they get here? Mm-hmm. So
I think it just makes my job so much easier if it's genuine.
Yeah.
At least that's why I'm like crazy about getting tight with the brand mm-hmm. because it makes me doing the deal or like promoting the product so much easier versus like, I'm really not that great at like promoting a product that I'm not crazy about. Like, I can't. I'm not good at, like, I'm a good, like, whiner and diner. Right. Or, like, schmoozer in that way.
But you're not,
like,
a BSer.
No, I can't. Yeah. I can't. No. And so I think that's why, like, I'm just thinking, like, what's going off in my head is, like, benefit. Like, my relationship with them.
Yeah.
It's, like, I actually pay attention so much to the details of what they want promoted in the product because, mm-hmm. like, I care about what they think.
Yeah.
And I care about, you know, how... what they're gonna say or think when I submit my content or mm-hmm. whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess I try in that. But what is there anything else you see me doing in the next 5 years for my brand as a manager?
Let's see. So I mean, we talked about the sports stuff. We talked about the networking. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the other part is just figuring out how to blow up your podcast.
Yeah.
Right. So there has to be something behind it. I feel mm-hmm. like there needs to be. I don't know, like some live series of some mm-hmm. sort. But yeah, I think there's definitely more to making moves with TK. Yes.
I would love to do like a live show, like Pretty Basic one day. That was so cool.
Yeah.
I love meeting people in real life. And we were talking about at the show the doing like a bar crawl or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, like a boozy brunch or something,
like
too.
The bungalow. Yeah, like, and I host it, and like all you guys can come, and we can like network.
Yeah, but we're gonna put some guidelines.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, but we're I think it'll be a fun time.
It'll be boozy. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. We need to like figure it out. But...
yeah.
Okay, my next question is: as a manager, mm-hmm. there's a lot of highs and there's a lot of lows, and I'm very curious, like, being a female in this space, like, how do you have those hard conversations, whether it's, like, dropping a client, telling someone they've got to upload or else it's not going to work out, and they're mentally ill, or, like, someone screwed you over, and, or, like, a person you're working with on the brand side or agent side or whatever screwed you over. Like, how do you remain so... as it seems from my end, effortlessly calm, but you get your point across.
I think it's the fact that this is just, this is a job, right?
Okay.
So people need to understand we're not saving lives.
Yes, this is a business.
This is a business.
This is not Grey's Anatomy.
We're not curing any disease or anything here. That's the human perspective that I have. It's like, I'm okay to have a hard conversation. I hate them.
Do you really?
I hate them.
Like, I do too.
It's very hard. It's very hard to be someone that you don't want to be. And you also don't know how the other person is going to react or how they're going to take things. So being human, one, is the only way to do it. So having a connection and just being really honest and just being open about the conversation or just whatever the situation is. If someone, you know, if someone screwed me over, then it has to be something that I just talk through. And they have to be open about it too if they're the ones who did me wrong.
How do you deal with people that have been a little shady to you in the past? Because I feel like in Los Angeles, in the entertainment industry, there's a lot of great people and there's a lot of slimy people.
Yeah.
And how do you deal with people like that?
You don't deal with them after, but you have to remain really nice. Be the bigger person, you know, like note the fact that they've done you wrong.
Yes.
Right.
Like, don't forget it. Don't forget. Move on.
Yeah. Just, you know, you'll learn from that. Learn from every person that's done you right or wrong. I think that's the one thing that people forget, because I think a lot of people hold grudges and that doesn't make you grow. That just holds you back from every other aspect that you should have been learning about yourself.
Would totally agree.
Yeah.
What do you feel like is the hardest part about your job?
Outside of the hard conversations?
Yeah. Would you say that's number one?
That's number one. The other part that I think is tough too, it's keeping up with for me, it's keeping up with everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel a certain way when I haven't watched your videos or I haven't heard your latest episode, or just, like, I'm not up to date with Instagram stories.
I even feel like that with my own circle of friends, or, like, if, I mean, I'm there at every Pretty Basic episode, yeah. but like if I wasn't and yeah. I didn't get to listen, I feel bad.
Yeah.
And I can't even imagine you.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard to just like
watch everyone.
But I also feel like that's really special with us too. Like as a company, mm-hmm. all of us watch everyone's stuff.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like you mentioned my brother, who's the director of business affairs. And then like, you know, Kaylee, who's our coordinator, she watches all of our stuff, all of your stuff, too. I mean, everyone has a take or even has the time to just watch. Mm. We have to.
Yeah. I feel like also it's kind of a red flag as a manager if you're not interested to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a great problem to be like, fork. I don't have enough time, but I wish I was.
Yeah.
Versus being like, I could miss this week. Like that's the second I'm like not interested in Alicia Marie as a creator, like how can I help her? You
exactly.
know what I mean? If I'm not interested.
Exactly. I mean, it's also something if you're not interested in that person, then how do you even strategize a brainstorming session?
Yeah.
Like what do you do? What are the next steps to do that?
Exactly. What do you think makes a creator like Alicia, who she is? Like, I'm in this place right now where I feel like I'm in this, like, getting, I'm at a micro level and mm-hmm. I want to get to the macro level. So, like, how do I get to where Alicia Marie is? Clearly, she's been doing this for 14, 15 years.
Yeah.
So that's one thing she has on me.
Yeah.
But, like, people that are in a plateau at that, like, 400, 500K area, 100K, whatever it is, like, how do you get to those millions?
You're specifically talking about YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So with that, it's, I mean, again, with the consistency, but then it's also hard to read the platform because it's changed so much. So play the game, go on shorts, do everything that the platform is really asking you to do, be a part of it. But also, again, be you. There's no way that, you know, people are going to defer from watching you if you're not going to be your true self, right?
So true.
Yeah. So being consistent, that's like a broken record.
I know.
You just have to be.
What's crazy is it's so simple, but so hard.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, look, Alicia is someone who had to really figure out her voice. How many times has she had to rebrand herself, but all for the right reasons, because she had to evolve with all the trends, with all the things that were happening on YouTube, on, you know, across the industry. So you have to do the same thing. Everyone has to evolve and really look at what's going on. What's trending? How do you make it your own, but also stay true to you? It is hard. If you're thinking of all the things that I said, that's incredibly hard to do all in one take.
Yeah, it's actually crazy how much of being an influencer is just being spontaneous and taking a risk.
Seriously.
Like every time I upload a video that's a little bit out of my norm, it's like throwing a bone and seeing if it hits.
Honestly, yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. See, you could even try doing like a full ASMR vlog and then see if it hits.
Because it might. That might be my one video that so many people's like niche or brand came from that one random video they tried and it hit. And I'm like, oh, you weren't into that? They're like, no, I did it and it got millions of views and I kept doing it.
I mean, look at all the stuff that's happening on TikTok. Yeah. All of the trends. I'm like, how did that happen? Because they just did it.
Yeah.
They just did something.
Exactly. Okay, I want to do a new segment that Abigail told me. She came up with this idea while she was on the plane. This is what a good manager does, people.
I was shook,
doused on boots. I was pre-gaming with Alicia. We're on our way to go out. I get a text from my manager at probably like
8 or 9
on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And she's like, I had an idea for your podcast. And I was like, wow, goals. Honestly. No other text that would turn me on more. Truly.
That's the truth.
So
that is the truth.
It is called, the segment is called Money Moves.
Mm-hmm.
With TK.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a rapid fire Q&A about money questions.
It. Yeah.
We're gonna use three that you suggested, two that I came up with.
Should have prepared.
Okay.
Okay.
First question is, what's the best investment you've made this year?
This year, people. I hired people.
I love that.
Yeah. Hiring people to help us build the company and help build our clients and support our clients is what I'm incredibly grateful for.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
Advice on how to budget.
Ooh, I'm still learning.
Same.
Look, everyone is learning their own way. I'm going to plug our client's planner right now, but Master Plan.
Yes.
Asia Dang,
baby. Get that planner, girl.
Asia Dang has a great planner, but honestly.
She's awesome.
Yeah, seriously. She doesn't even know this. And I don't. She's someone who has inspired me so much to really budget and think about the future. So the way that I budget for the company is really just thinking about what are the five, like, what's my goal for 5 years within like the fifth year? Mm-hmm. What is it that I want? And then what are the little milestones within those 5 years that I want to hit too? Mm-hmm. So like planning ahead, but also just planning smart is mm-hmm. the way that I tend to budget.
I feel like my struggle with budgeting is, like, as of recently, what's weird about being an influencer is that money comes and goes like crazy. It's like weird.
Yeah, you don't know when you're going to get paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so strange. But for me, I'm like, dang, like, I should buy a new camera. But then I'm like, oh, but I want to hit this goal.
Yeah.
So that's when I like struggle.
Well, I think with that question, so if you want to get the camera tomorrow, mm-hmm. like actual tomorrow, but then you have this 5-year goal, right? Like you have that milestone. Get the camera, but then also whatever you're supposed to be spending within the week, cut it in half.
Okay.
You know, like cut it in half, put it back.
Do you have a budget for yourself like on a weekly basis?
I do, but it's like but it's just in my head.
Okay,
it's not anything that I write down. I'm not Asia Day.
Okay,
I need to talk
to her.
You need to talk to her because she gets this world way better than I do. Uh-huh. But yeah,
wow, that's impressive. Okay, worst purchase of your life,
man. This is hard.
Worst purchase of my life.
Because I'm trying to think too. Maybe I should have been more specific with this question for you. But like within what bracket, right? Like, is it your most the most expensive thing that I've ever purchased?
I just think like I'm thinking of it more so like, what do you just immediately are like, I regret buying that.
I wish I never did that. Yeah. I don't know. I guess I've always tried to live my life without any regrets.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't have anything that comes to mind.
What comes to my mind is it's kind of a annoying answer, but okay. I'm thinking of all the times that I just knew deep down I just should have stayed home and either rested or edited versus like spending money on the Uber, spending time, which is money, getting ready, like buying drinks that I just like wasn't. It's either a fork yes or a fork no.
Yeah.
And, like, I feel like some of those times where I went out or even went on, like, a quick little trip that I was, like, I was just had FOMO about, so that's why I went.
Yeah.
Versus deciding, no, like, I actually want to go.
Yeah. But that, I don't think that's anything you should regret because that's something you learned from.
True.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's any big purchase I regret.
Me too. I'm trying to think,
I'm
too.
I'm very not impulsive. I almost said impulsive instead of impulsive.
Like when Paul?
Like like the podcast.
Yeah.
Impulsive. I'm not impulsive with shopping. Like, I take literally, like, 3 months to buy something.
Yeah, you do take a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even your car.
Oh, my God.
That took a while.
I took forever. Even my apartment, I was dilly-dallying for, like, months over.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I have any regrets.
Really?
Yeah. I don't have any regrets of purchase. Mm-mm. I mean, even if I'm thinking about the business, too, I mean, we've moved 4 times. Well, yeah. So I don't even have any regrets there.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What is dumb shit that you think is worth spending money on?
Dumb shit?
So mine would probably be like Postmates.
Oh yeah, that's dumb. But I do that too.
But I think it's worth it.
Yeah, I totally.
That's what I'm asking you. What about for you?
What's another thing that's dumb?
Like not, I guess, necessary, but it makes you happy, or you think it's worth it.
Shoes.
That's so true for
stupid.
You.
Stupid. Sneakers. It's dumb, yeah. But I love them so much. It's stupid. Uh-huh. I've been that way since I was in college. It's dumb. Didn't have money in college, and I still spent all of my credit cards on sneakers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I love that for you.
Yeah, no, but sure, yeah, same. Yeah, maybe I could have listed that as one of my regrets back then, but I also like, don't. No. Yeah, no. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so shoes for me.
I love that. I think that's a good one.
But it's also part of me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I will say, for me, people like told me it's so dumb to spend the amount I'm paying on my apartment. I think it's worth every penny.
No, it's worth it.
I know.
You're fine.
But like people just, I was so up in a tizzy about it, and I think it's worth it.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Whatever.
You love it, so.
Oh, I fucking love it. It makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the sneakers for you. Okay. And what is, I don't know if you'll answer this.
Okay.
What's the biggest deal you've ever negotiated and how much was it? You don't have to say the client or the brand, but.
The biggest deal that we've done, it's with someone you know.
Okay.
It's with someone you know, and okay. It involved a brand and her being in stores for a while. And also a few shoots that were international. That was the biggest deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to share how much it was?
Does she want me to share? That's not my question.
You don't have to say. You don't have to say.
But it was pretty.
It was a
good.
Lot.
Yeah, it was good.
That was the biggest deal.
Yeah. Okay. That was the biggest deal.
I think that was fun. That was a fun segment.
That was great.
Yeah. I love this. What do you feel like is the most valuable lesson you've learned in your career?
I'm gonna go with two things. So one thing that I learned was, this is so small, but very much something that I take to heart. This is about emails, okay? So,
oh my God, okay.
So
small, but so big.
So small, but so big. But it's something where I have to clear out every day. I have to go through all.
You throw up at mine.
Don't tell me, TK. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't.
No. What was it? Pranav, last night, we had a business dinner and he showed me his personal number on his mailbox. He'll kill me. But it's fine. So he showed me his personal inbox number and I was like, you're crazy. Like, that's too much.
No, I'm going to show you mine. You're going to throw up.
No.
Wait, okay. Tell me the rest of it.
So it's going through each of the emails, even if you're going to respond to it tomorrow, make sure that you snooze it or have some note that you're going to get back to it. But I have to file them all the time.
Okay.
Show me.
You're also insane at replying so quickly.
I try, but I've been trying to also give myself personal time to not respond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep in mind, this has all of my emails and all of the calendar invites that I don't open and stuff. Like, this number was a lot before I started working in this industry. Okay.
I'm
so
scared.
No, you're going to throw up. It's so bad.
Okay. What is that? That's not real. How do you have that much, TK?
It says 57,000 emails.
No.
Yeah.
You, look, we need to clean that out.
How do I do that?
Is that just one email address?
No, that's it's
everything.
Yeah. It's a lot. So I have a pretty basic email.
Yeah.
I have a Alicia email. I have my Juicy Connects email. I have my Matter Media Group email. I have my personal email. I have my email I made when I was 10 years old.
Okay.
That has subscriptions and stuff to it. Do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm missing a few.
But are those important?
Not all of them are important.
So why can't we delete the
account?
The accounts that you are not active on.
I don't know. I'm like, there has to be something important on them. Why would I keep
them? Why are you keeping 57,000 if
they're
important?
The only one I would delete is the 10-year-old one.
Yeah.
Other than that, the thing is I get so many emails that don't really matter. I'm just CC'd on. You know what I mean?
I hate that.
And that's every time crazy. I'm on a plane, I try and clear it out, but it just doesn't
okay,
really do anything.
Okay, but that's not helping.
I know.
Clearly.
Should I try every day to clear it out?
Yeah, you should at least spend 15 minutes of your day just trying to clear it out.
I will say every day I spend at least 15 minutes going through my current ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But like going through the 57,000 I haven't opened from
years
ago.
Delete the accounts.
Okay, maybe I will.
This is so
This is embarrassing.
You just told everyone.
57,000. I'm sure someone out there
No,
has
there's
worse.
People. Yeah, people really do have that. I mean, it's something.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I learned too was to embrace who I am.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
To embrace who I am as a woman and also just as someone who is Filipino in the industry, too.
Fork yes.
Yeah. So it's something because, you know, I think sometimes I feel like I get judged in a way just because of, you know, how open and how nice I am or yeah. overly nice I am or it could be to some people. But, yeah, that's something I've learned.
What would you say to someone that says you aren't aggressive enough?
I would just take it.
Yeah.
I'd take it. But then I would just say, well, you know, I feel like
you don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't have to be aggressive to get the job done.
Would agree. Like the girls that get it, get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That goes back to, there's this one essay I did at FITM.
Okay.
It's such a good concept. I want to do polls on this again. I used to do it all the time. And it was called, Do You Have to Be a Dick to Be a Good Leader?
Oh,
right. Because if you think about some of the most like profound leaders in the world, even if they were assholes,
yeah,
they are some of the most well-known leaders in the world, right? Or like effective leaders.
Sure.
But they were all dicks.
Yeah.
And so, but like you to me are such a leader and aren't a dick. So it was such a good essay because like there were so many like,
yeah. Well, you don't. I really don't feel like you need to be an asshole to get things
done.
Yeah,
I would
done
agree.
Or just to a place where where you think it should be. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it's necessary. Mm-hmm. There are moments where you should be an asshole because maybe your point isn't being heard.
Ooh, or if that's good advice.
You know, like I don't think that it's not a. I mean, it's totally fine for you to be emotional, mm-hmm. right? And you being mad is totally valid, but there's a time and place. Mm-hmm.
When you said to be yourself and to embrace you, mm-hmm. what were those things you were kind of holding back on? And then once you kind of like let it go, you could be yourself. What were those things you were like holding or shying away from?
It was when I was like working for different people, I had to be like them. Right.
Oh.
So like kind of mimic their manners or the way that they were carrying themselves or the way that they were conveying certain things. It was something where I said, I don't need to be that. Mm. You know, I think that people want to continue to have me in their life personally and business wise for a reason. Mm-hmm. So I figured to just be me.
Mm-hmm. OK, I love this question. Gracie actually gave it to me. What do you find is the most valuable trait when working with other people in the industry?
Oh,
this is such a good question.
Gracie's
good job, Gracie.
Good.
Gracie,
you're great.
Gracie and I went to FITM.
Yeah.
Together.
And Gracie is a blessing.
Gracie is now Abigail's assistant.
Yeah. No, she's
a beast.
She's more than that to me. I don't.
Oh,
yeah.
She is. Yeah.
I don't even consider like the titles and all that stuff just don't matter to me. But like she's a right hand and she's amazing.
She's going to be like CEO of something one day.
Yeah. 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 She will be. Just not now because I need you.
Yeah. not yet, Gracie. Please.
Yeah. Please.
For all of us.
but being honest.
Okay.
You have to be incredibly transparent when you're working with someone, whether it's, you know, like a partnership or I'm working on behalf of you for a brand. I need that type of relationship or that type of transparency in order for me to work well with you mm-hmm. or with that person. Mm-hmm. It's very reciprocated when I'm working for or have a partner. In the business side, I need them to understand where I'm coming from and what my stresses are, or I need to understand what their stresses are and what their values are so that we could make that work. Mm-hmm. So that's always something.
Mm-hmm. I feel like there is a line
mm-hmm.
In this entertainment industry, actually really in every industry, but specifically entertainment, that can get crossed sometimes, or it's confusing because so much of it is like, work but also play and business but also friendship
mm-hmm.
you know
mm-hmm.
and I want to know, how do you do that dance so eloquently?
Yeah, there is a fine line, mm-hmm. right? Like there is a point where I'll use the example of one of our clients they'll call in the middle of the night. I don't mind answering. That's not like you're crossing any territory mm-hmm. because I also respect why you're calling me. Like I will give you the time of day. Mm. Unless it's like a silly question or whatever it is, but I don't mind answering, you know, or spending my personal time to do that. But there is a fine line though. It's like you don't want them to you don't want to cross any boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to differentiate that though. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. There's an instinct. Like I don't want to put all like 100% of me in it, but I do want to at least go in 90.
Oh, I love that. I even think I'm thinking of someone that wants a job, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a limit to pushing or to, you know, sending those follow-up emails, yeah. being active, right. being top of mind. But also there's a line that it's just like, okay, you've done this too much and now you're annoying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And how does someone know what that line is?
Yeah, at that point, you just have to have an honest conversation with them and yeah. just say like, hey,
this is too much.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, I think setting that tone, which goes back to just being honest mm-hmm. about it or just being super transparent about what you're feeling and what you don't want or do want.
Yeah, I would agree. Okay, two more questions. One is if you were someone like me and didn't have a manager and they were going to have meetings with different managers about yeah. potentially signing like a
yeah.
creator.
Yeah.
What should creators ask the manager when they're yeah. having the conversation? Like what are good questions that they should be, you know,
looking
just for yeah, mm-hmm. they should be asking, what should they do to impress? And also like so they're not screwed over
yeah.
in like a shitty contract.
Yeah.
Like what should they ask?
So one of the things that you should ask for the creator to ask, what do you see for me? Ask about like, oh, so if you know, what are the things that you envision for my business or for my career? I'd love to know what you see, because then that gives you a better understanding of, you know, whether or not it's going to work, but also just to see if your goals are aligned. Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. Also ask them, like, you know, what is their relationship with their current clients? Mm-hmm. Is there...
Oh, that's a great question.
Is
there, think about that.
Yeah, like, is there, you know, times that they, you know, decide to talk to them? Or is there, you know, different ways of communication? What lines of communication works best for you? Mm-hmm. Understanding that, I think, you know, I honestly would just keep retracting back to them as talent and say... Keep asking them, like, what are the things or brands that you see fitting for me? That mm-hmm. that means that would help them understand that the person that they're meeting with knows them mm-hmm. and know like has a good intention mm-hmm. to bring you on.
I would love that. I love yeah. those questions. I feel like it's a lot of people when you're a creator, you just want a manager so badly, and you need to remember like you're also interviewing them.
Yeah.
And they're lucky to have you.
Yeah.
That's what Alicia would tell me. She'd be like, they're lucky to have you. interview with all these people and ask them good
yeah,
questions.
Ask good questions. Well, here's another thing that I'll tell a creator never to say.
Oh.
Don't ask about how many brand deals that person will be able to secure for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a stupid question.
Don't ask that.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Why?
Because if you're a talent manager and you're looking for a client, you're not specifically only looking for to secure talent for brand deals. That's also not the reason why you should have a talent or a manager in general. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a talent manager, that's only because you're trying to expand your brand mm-hmm. or your business. So if you're asking how many brand deals can you secure per month, we don't have the same goals.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What would you say for someone like, I'm thinking of my brother.
Uh-huh.
My brother, he's
love PK.
Phil,
yeah.
PK Phil, whatever. And he is graduating and he wants to be like an agent, manager. Mm. Like he's trying to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say makes a good manager versus a good agent?
Ooh, what makes a good manager versus a good agent? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It's so hard because the manager and the agent need to have the same type of traits, right? Mm-hmm. With the manager, just be incredibly communicative. Know how to communicate with other people, whether it's, you know, business partners, mm-hmm. clients, people in the industry, whatever. And then also knowing the market. Really understanding what the trends are, what's the market value, who are the brands, or who are the other people that are involved in the industry that he's trying to get into, versus an agent. A good agent is just someone who also has a really good eye on talent, mm-hmm. Can communicate as well. But I feel like on the agent side, you know, they have to also know the ballpark of like the scope of negotiation, because
it's more business.
That's your bread and butter. Mm-hmm. You know, like you really have to stand your ground there, mm-hmm. and also know all the agents that are out there.
Oh, like know all the agents. Mm-hmm. Why?
I think it's important. I think that it's important for, or even just on the manager side, know who's in your community.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I want to know every, that's why I was like, when we were talking to him, I'm like, who's that creator? Like, how do I not know him? That drives me nuts.
Yeah.
If I don't know who it is we're talking about.
Well, it also drives me nuts too when I don't know these people. So I'm like, oh my gosh. And I feel like I failed.
Well, it's like when someone's talking about a show.
Yeah.
And it's like you so good and you out? Don't know. Yeah. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
I should know this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is something about doing your research, being more informed about the industry.
And you said a good agent like knows their clients.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
know the clients, like know exactly who you would be, who the talent would like be okay to work with, like the brand wise or even just the opportunity itself. Just understanding, you know, like seeing the scope of work and saying like, oh, so-and-so would totally do this.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Like seeing the vision.
Yeah. Just understanding that, I think. And then, of course, like as the agent is communicating this with their manager, right, they have to have a really collaborative relationship too, or a great relationship, mm-hmm. so that they could work really strong together for their client.
Mm-hmm. Would you say they all start off with managers?
Yeah.
Because I feel like some TikTokers I know are getting signed by agents and don't have a manager.
Yeah, sometimes that works too. Uh-huh. I mean, it really depends on what the client needs. I mean, if they're looking to expand their business and you have an agent, I think it's time to have a manager.
When would you say when would you say I need an agent?
I would say, I mean, I think the conversations could start now.
Yeah. Why?
I think because if we're looking to expand on what we were talking mm-hmm. about of like the podcast and just thinking about other events, it can't be just you and I and the rest of the team trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. We need an extension of the team to really like build it out.
Oh, mm-hmm. So it's just kind of like a helping hand.
Yeah, it's a team.
Yeah,
it's seriously like it's an extension of your team. Mm-hmm. Like I think people need to know that it's not, again, like it's not because, you know, you need an agent because you need X amount of money.
No,
it's because it's support. It's mm-hmm. because the agents are really there to support the talent the way that the managers are there to help them on the day to day. So the manager is there to help talent throughout all of the execution for all things that you're working on or mm-hmm. that talent's working on, and then help build out the ideas or even ideate different ideas for.
So true. Just more people involved. Yeah. To help out.
More things, more people.
Yeah. It's crazy. I talk to Abigail and like my team members sometimes more than I talk to my family and friends.
Oh, same. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I don't. Sorry.
So much. No. Yeah. I love it. So much of working together or, I feel like in this industry is just like, I just like talking to you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like so simple.
I would rather, no, seriously, my friends who are listening or.
I know. I'm like, I would rather talk to you than my parents.
Yes. No, honestly, like I think that's also the relationships that have changed within my life throughout mm-hmm. my career. It's that I totally talk to all of my clients more than I talk to people in my personal life.
Well, and it just goes to show that that's a good relationship because clearly you have things in common that you're excited to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's also why we work with the people that we do, because they get us incredibly excited about what we do.
Love that.
Yeah.
Well, okay, last for real question.
Okay.
What are you doing to make moves right now, Abigail? Whether it's personally, for the business, what are you doing to make make things happen, make some moves?
What we're doing, I mean, we're really trying to be more hands-on with all of our clients and what they want to do within the next year versus it being a five-year goal.
Really?
Yeah. So try, and this is more of an internal thing where we really want to see the different projects that we're trying to secure within the next year or so, but also thinking about how to make them bigger. I think we're trying to build out more things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. To say it vaguely, which is boring, but
no, it's okay. It's okay. Shit has to, hit before you can say it.
So you can say things. Yeah. So we're trying to expand the business or the company in various ways too. That'll be helpful for all of our clients. Yay. Yeah.
Well, I'm so excited. And again, I just cannot reiterate enough how grateful I am to be in your orbit.
We're very honored, and I'm so excited that you're a part of it too.
No, it's like they're the best. They literally changed my life, you guys. Abigail changed my life. I would not be living in my apartment. I would not have the car that I do. I would not have half the things that I do.
Yeah.
And it's because of you. So thank you. And you make me love it, you know? Yeah.
Our team is great. Like, I think everyone.
Your team's amazing.
Our team is amazing, and we're incredibly lucky. I'm lucky to be surrounded by them, but also by the clients that we represent. Mm-hmm. I think that our clients make us better.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a great, great team. That's how it should be. Like, partnership is, moving up the ladder together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, where can everyone find you, follow you, or Matter Media Group? And what if someone wants to work for you? Can they email somewhere?
Yeah, of course. I mean, email info@mattermediagroup.com. Find us on Instagram. It's Matter Media Group. All of our handles are Matter Media Group.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And guys, definitely go check her out if you're interested in management or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, pimp yourself out. Send a resume over to info@mattermediagroup.
Yeah, I'm always reading, as you know.
She is. She really is. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for your insight today.
Thank you.
I'm like so excited for people to get a hold of this episode.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yay. Okay, well, be sure to follow me on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter at TK's Juicy Polls, and subscribe, rate, and review to the Making Moves podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you're watching on YouTube, or if you're not, go subscribe to our YouTube channel. And I've been posting a bunch of shorts, reels, all the things everywhere. So don't forget to make someone's day this week also. Peace. Thanks for listening.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.